Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the things you can do there that will help you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business, including going back and listening to some of the archives of past interviews that we've had with our good friend and our guest this half hour, John Stanton. John's been with us now for a long time and has deposited a lot of very wise thoughts and information about taking care of our customers and putting our company's best foot forward in the marketplace. So I encourage you to check that out. And you can find John in our Brain Trust list. Just go to the alphabetical listing or go to the customer care section of the archives, and you can find him there. John is the co-author of a couple of books that I'm looking at. One of them is Delight Me, the 10 Commandments of Customer Service, as well as Success Leaves Clues. And he's our good friend, John Stanton. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is something I'm really glad to hear that you have on your mind, John, and that is the importance of not lowballing ourselves in the marketplace, not charging too little, but making sure that we charge not only enough, but probably more than we thought we could get.
You know, two things happened, Jim. I was buying some, my wife sent me to the store to buy some dish detergent, and I was looking at the prices of the detergent, and the Tide, and all the branded products were more. And then shortly after that, I was buying some personal services from a small business owner, and he was more. And I said to him, what do I get for the added money? And he kind of looked at me like, well, he said, you know, I've been in business a long time. And I said, well, let's take care of this. Congratulations. Now, what do I get for my added money? And the truth was, I really wanted to do business with him. And he really couldn't answer that question. And it dawned on me that small businesses really have to think of themselves as a brand. And what a brand is, a brand is a statement of trust between a company and a customer that trust people are willing to pay more for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we get trapped into too quickly matching someone's price because we want the business. Because,
right.
But we've got to work. Anyone can give product away. It takes, you know, a smart person to get more for it.
The worst things to ever come out of a small business's mouth, in my opinion, is we won't be undersold.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's the business equivalent of a death wish.
Yep, it's absolutely right. And the problem is that just wishing you could charge more doesn't do it, or not charging more and not having a well thought out brand plan, which explains what it is that someone gets when they buy your product. Now, if you go to some of these highfalutin brand managers at Procter & Gamble or Kellogg or Frito-Lay or something like that, and you say, listen, your potato chips cost more. Why is that? Bang, they have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they live for, is the brand differential message. And it's that brand difference that permits people to charge more. But nothing will put you in the grave faster than just, we won't be undersold.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, John, the other side of this that creates the kind of attitude about the I won't be undersold attitude or the concern for getting in what's called the price war. And as you know, John, and my audience has heard me say this a million times, the price war is over and we lost. So don't fight a war that's already over, that we've already lost. But the thing that gives rise to this is that we've got these competitors that sell things cheaper than we can buy them. These big box companies sometimes that sell things cheaper than we can buy them. And but we get the attitude that we need to meet that price because we need all those people who are interested in that product to be a prospect for us. And the truth is, as a small business owner, we don't have to have all those people to be successful. In fact, we couldn't serve all of them if they all came to see us. That would be the worst thing that could happen to us if they all came and said, I want to do business with you. We have to focus on the people who like doing business with a small company, who like us, and who are willing to pay for the special things that we can deliver as a small business.
That's right. Someone once said to me, listen, what can I do that's an added advantage that everyone values? And I said, nothing. I said, the only common denominator across all potential customers is low price.
Right.
Now, if someone else has figured out how to deliver that low price, like the big box stores, then you can't. Don't get in a price war with someone that can beat you. I mean, like you said, I mean, that's dumb. On the other hand, you've got to find people, or you got to find customers that value something that you think you can deliver incremental to those low price places. You know, you can see it in some of the, I like to go into the hardware stores that are competing with the big box, the Lowe's and places like that. And the one guy just can't do enough for you when you come in the door. And he just,
well, how about if he knows your name?
Oh, I mean,
how much, you know, John, that's the thing that the small business owners don't get enough of, and that is that if you would train your employees, and if you would remember to say your customers' names, you remember something about them. How's that son's baseball season going, or whatever?
Yeah.
If you could do that, you can charge more. That's money in the bank when you can do that, isn't it?
It is, and you're really not charging more. You're paying a fair price. I mean, you're charging a fair price because you're giving customers something they want. And everything that someone wants is not necessarily just the nuts and bolts. It's the smile when you go in. You want to feel good. That has value to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get so focused on the molding or the nuts and bolts or the things that we're trying to sell instead of focusing on the customer.
Right.
Know?
Hold up, John, hold that thought. Yep. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend John Stanton right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. A little Steely Dan for you there. John Stanton is our guest and our good friend. John and Richard George, his co-author, are the authors of Success Leaves Clues, as well as Delight Me, The 10 Commandments of Customer Service. John, where can we find these books?
You can find them on Amazon is the best place. You can order them at any of the better bookstores.
When's the next book coming out?
I haven't been writing for a while. I've been slouching a little bit.
We're going to have to get you back on the computer there. We need another book out of you, John.
Listen, I don't know whether your listeners realize this or not, but if your small business thing just totally falls apart, you're going to have a career as a music director for a radio station.
Oh. I don't know about that.
I just love waiting for the break so I can hear what you pick for your next music.
Good. I appreciate that. I'm glad to hear that. John, we're talking about with John about making sure that you charge enough. You know, John, what is enough? What is the price that you should pay, that your customers should pay? They should pay enough so that the margin that you make, the gross margin that you make, is enough to cover your expenses to feed your to make payroll, including your payroll, make a profit so you can capitalize the growth of your company. That's how much they should pay.
Well, that's true. And what you need to do is you need to say to yourself, what can I do for customers that permit me to charge this extra? What's that added value
right.
that I can give? You know, when I do a lot of work with companies that compete against the big box stores,
mm-hmm.
and I have nothing against. I'm not one of these people who think, oh, they're killing America or anything else. The big box stores, they're just a tough player. That's like getting in the ring with Muhammad Ali.
Right.
You know. And another thing I want to mention here, I heard a great comment the other day that they're talking about Tiger Woods playing better. And they asked one of the other golfers, I guess you're, you know, not so happy to see Tiger playing better now. And the one guy said, no, you know, I love it when Tiger plays well. He said, when he's in a tournament playing well, it raises the level of all of our performance.
Yeah, yeah.
So these guys, you know, good competition isn't necessarily bad. Not playing with good competition
right.
is bad. And one of the things I do is I tell people, they say, what do I do? I said, first of all, raise your prices. They said, what, are you nuts? Raise prices? I said, look, you know you can't charge less than them. If you charge the same as them, you're not going to get any more business. You've got to raise your price. Now, I want you to look at that incremental margin that you're getting and ask yourself, how can I spend that on my customers? What can I do for my customers with this little bit extra money that's going to make them want to come to my store?
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know, John, everybody recognizes that virtually everything in the marketplace is a commodity these days, with the exception of how you deliver those commodities.
That's
that's the difference, isn't it?
Yep, it really is. I mean, I've been in small businesses, and they have signs up that say, you know, no checks accepted. And I mm-hmm. say to myself, there's so many ways of dealing with that than put this poster up, you know, that we don't want. You know, I know people get stuck with bad checks, but you don't have to. You know, 99.9% of the people who come in aren't going to want to pay by check.
Right.
So you're announcing to everybody.
But, you know, yeah. Let me identify all the ways that I don't want you to do business with me.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And if you really think about it, though, if you sit and talk like I do all the time with consumers, and you say, what are you really looking for? They can buy this product, that physical entity, the nuts and bolts, anywhere.
Six ways from Sunday.
Absolutely.
All around you.
It's not like the products aren't out there. It's the service that isn't out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said it earlier today. People, there are going to be some people, my mother included, who would drive all over to get the cheapest price in town.
To save a nickel.
To save a nickel, they'll spend a dime. But the fact of the matter is we have to let those people go.
See, this is where, John, I say we need to thank Walmart for having a place for those people to go so they don't bother us.
That's exactly right. They're gone. Now we can really focus on people who can deliver the kind of service that we can give and by the way, if you do a really, really good job and people flock to your business, someone's going to copy you. I mean, none of us get a patent. You can't
right.
get a patent on good customer service.
That's right.
So what you have to do is you have to keep ahead of the crowd. You have to keep, you know, it's never good enough. A buddy of mine said, did you ever notice in the Olympics, the person that breaks the world record, the very next 4 years they come back, the person who came in fourth broke the record four years earlier?
Right, right.
It's a race with no finish line out
mm-hmm.
there, Jim.
Yep. John.
So when you figure something out and it works, start figuring something else out.
Thank you for being here today. Good job today, as always.
Oh, thanks, Jim. My pleasure, and the best to all the listeners.
I appreciate it. John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen, the author, along with Richard George of Delight Me, and also Success Leaf Clues. Those are available wherever books are sold. Quick break, right back with our good friend Michael Cox. He and I will be right back after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.